As spring arrives, many homeowners are eagerly anticipating the opportunity to get their hands dirty in the garden. As you look for new flower or vegetable seeds you want to plant this year, take a moment to also look at the seeds that you might still have from previous years. Those could possibly still be viable. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Lisa Johnson is the Extension Horticulture Specialist, and she says there's actually a very easy way to find out if your old seeds are still usable. It's called the seed roll test.
What you do is you take 10 seeds from the packet that you're testing, and you get a paper towel, and you wet it up. You don't want it dripping wet, but you want it definitely moist, and then you line your 10 seeds up on it. And you make it into a roll, then you put it in a Ziploc bag. You don't totally seal it. And what you do then is look in your packet and see how long it says that particular type of seed is supposed to take to germinate. And then you leave it for that amount of time, checking every once in a while to make sure that the paper towel isn't drying out. And then let's say that it's 7 days. So then you unroll it and you see how many have germinated. So because you use 10, you can extrapolate that into a percentage. So if 7 of them germinated, you have a 70% germination rate. If 3 of them germinated, you might say, I think I want to go out and get fresh seed. But in general, you know, anywhere from 50 to 90 or 100% is great.
What are some key things that gardeners should be looking at when they're trying to decide, okay, do I use these leftover seeds I still have, or do I go out and buy new ones?
So the germination percentage is certainly, I think, the major consideration for that. There might be some other considerations that you might think about, like, is there an improved variety or a disease-resistant variety that you want to try instead? Of course, viability decreases with age. There are some seeds that are pretty viable up to 5 years, but there are some, like onions, that are pretty much only reliably good for germinating for a year.
So I'm a gardener. I've got my seeds. I'm ready to plant. What kind of tips do you have to really successfully even start those seeds, especially if they have maybe been stored for a long time?
Let's assume that you've done your seed roll test and you've decided that you're going to go ahead and do this. You need to make sure that the environment is proper for starting those seeds. If you have seeds that need a long germination period, like peppers or tomatoes, those need to be started inside. But there are others that you can direct seed outside, like peas and beans and all of the root crops. So that would be like carrots and parsnips and turnips and those kinds of things. But again, you need to make sure that the temperature is appropriate. And the soil temperature is just as important or more important than the air temperature. So I do have a chart that I use that is helpful in determining what's the minimum range for germination, what's the maximum, and what's the optimum. And you can use a soil thermometer. They're pretty inexpensive, and you can get those in order to check and see what your soil temperature is at planting depth. And that's a really important thing, because if it's too cold, the seeds might rot or they might just sit there and sulk for a while.
With the kind of mild winter we've had, when is the best time then to start some seeds, or take me through kind of that process?
There is kind of a timetable that we use in typical years. Now, usually tomatoes should be planted about the 15th or 20th of May. You can put peppers out about the same time, but you need to make sure that the air temperature for those two crops is not going to be any lower than 55 degrees.
How about some of those starter plant packs you go through? Kind of started already. Take me through kind of when you should be getting those.
A lot of the local vendors will start offering things before it is appropriate to plant them. Like, for example, Mother's Day is a huge, you know, sales weekend, and a lot of people will buy tomatoes and peppers and, you know, maybe even like melons or something like that that have been started, but they should not be put outside yet. So when the vendors are offering those plants a little bit early, it doesn't mean that you can't buy them, and it doesn't mean that you can't put them out during the day if the temperature is going to be 55 degrees or more. But you need to bring them back inside, and you need to make sure that they don't dry out during the day.
What are some of those common mistakes that you see people making when it comes to starting those seeds, when it is time outside to do that?
For starting the seeds, people often will start things way too early. So looking to see when the appropriate time is to start them is one mistake that I see. Again, putting things out too early is another one, or buying too early is a third. And not making sure that the soil is the appropriate temperature, because, you know, you may go out and it's 65 degrees and you're like, oh, yeah, let's go plant. But maybe the soil is only 40, 45. And so you need to have that information, because the seed is not going to be happy about that.
When I think of gardening, I also am thinking about those trees, bushes, you know, the shrubs that are in my backyard. What should I know when it comes to even planting those types of things if I want to add some?
Sure. If you want to add trees and shrubs, one thing that I do really recommend people do is to, first of all, call Digger's Hotline and make sure that there aren't any wires that are in the area that you want to plant. If you're wanting to plant a tree, make sure that you look up for overhead wires, because people often forget about that. Then make sure that you are matching your plant with the actual environment that you have. Don't try and fix the environment for the plant once you have it. And if you see something in the nursery or garden center that you really are interested in, do a little research just to make sure. There are some vendors that sometimes push the envelope and offer things that aren't reliably hardy here. Usually talking to local established horticultural businesses, often those people are really well versed in plant material. So I think those are good places to go.
So we've kind of had, though, a bit of a freaky year with some of the budding already happening because we've had that 70 degree weather. And so how does that early budding affect our timing or our approach to pruning then? What's kind of the mode of operation we should be focusing on though?
So if you have something that's budding out, you actually should not be pruning. And you particularly should not be pruning oaks and elms, because the beetles that are carriers of oak wilt and Dutch elm disease become active at 50 degrees. So usually you don't want to prune oaks and elms past the middle of March. And because we had things starting, you definitely don't want to do it now. And there are some shrubs and so on that actually you want to prune them after they bloom. So things like lilacs, aronia. Actually, I have a whole list of things, and we have a nice publication at the Wisconsin Horticulture website, but we're kind of out of luck at this point.
So will pruning earlier than usual impact the overall health or growth of it even then in the long term? But also then, how do you even know the appropriate timing to do that?
We generally think of plants that we prune during the dormant season and plants that we prune during the growing season. And the ones during the growing season are typically only those spring flowering plants. You can get different response results, because every time you're making a cut, you're stimulating new growth. Most things, if you prune them during the dormant season, they will respond very vigorously and you'll get a lot of new growth. You don't want to do something like prune it in the middle of the summer or late summer going into fall. First of all, it may interfere with them going into dormancy if you prune them too late in the season. And it also may mean that because they didn't go into dormancy properly, you may get dieback. So you definitely want to avoid that kind of thing.
That was Lisa Johnson, the Extension Horticulture Specialist, along with us. So whether or not you've got that green thumb, these tips can help. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.